Give them an hour from the top. Top run. Where it says the case over here was, he says the chishamana may for the. So the Baal tells Apichopis, called the Dorm should tell the Ishti Hafer, I want you to be made for them. And they will take effect when I hear it. Avichabas Nami Bahalishna Amrullah, and that's the Avichabas will say that to the woman, the Isha. Mufralich, it's Mufra to you, the Chishama Balech, and when your husband hears about it. But if he just says Mufralich, it won't work. All the Avichabas mi Baal Gufe, Baal Gufe. So the same way we said by the husband, he has to say the word the chishamana. So the apichopas will have to say the chishama baleich. As if the husband's going to hear it, so let the husband just be for that. Kim the safe safe loy Michaela Hafora as a shama baal. It's not going to take effect till the baal hears about it. So then Hayi Shaita lay for law, il gufe, let him do it himself. So Sarah Dilma Matridna, the husband says his word, he's going to be torah. Lahay Zocher Lahafer and the Rout.
You just ate all
this
food.
Okay. I won't be. I won't remember to be made for them then. Hashem Hashem is Nazar. Perchin the more asks, the mind the beginning Hashem Hamas Tisa Kerub Liezer.
He's already over there.
The Amar Shabbal Yochel Lahafer Nidra Ishta Afal Pishal Lekabu. So that the husband can be made for the Nedarim before they take effect, so that the Hafor should take effect when the netter happens. So Lamalila Lemenuye Apichopis, take the Apichopis out of the picture. Okay, so lay for lay, Iu, he should be made for that when he leaves town. He said, listen, I'm going away. All the dorm that you say from now till I come back, I'm being made for that they should take effect when I hear about it when I come back. What are you the Pachumpas for?
And he will give her the money, whatever that means,
or for sure. Machine the more answers, Sabra Dilma Ishtalina, O Rasachna, O Matridna Ishaita. So, right before he leaves, he might forget, he might be angry, or he might be distracted. So, therefore, he points up a trumpet. You tell me, relay for the Eo Hasha. So what? You're right. The minute before he leaves is a bad time. So when he thinks of it now, and he's appointing the apotropos to take care of it. So at the moment he's appointing the apotropos, he is obviously thinking about it and wants it. So just do it right now and leave the apotropos out. He hasn't left yet. He doesn't want to be made for the Nador. Maybe there's something he wants her to be also in. You know, she's eating too many donuts lately. So the Ron says, still, Miu Akati Kasha, Lefer Iyo Mehashto, called Nador Nador, Mishatodu, Misho, Shielich, Vachi Yoshu. They left this question, it's something which needs some more thought. Okay, Lee Efsher, I would suggest maybe the Baal Chayish Dilma Beina the Mehadr Baforazu. I might want to change my mind. Be Raver who mean the Hashto. If he does it himself, he can't retract it. But Chimimani
Apichopis. At some point during the next 30 years.
But if he appoints Apichopis, Kol Shaita B'Shaita B'Yodayhu. The boy the Maheda B'Shichuse the Shliach Matzehoder. You could person give him a vata the Shliach.
Therefore.
So the Mor is going to present another Shiloh, and from that Shiloh we can conclude that the Baal can be made for it without Shmiya. Even though this the Shiloh way the Mor presents right now, the Mor does not come to any final conclusion. We will have a conclusion based on the next Shiloh.
So you can't. So the Baal can't change his mind. You know, if he is Mayfair, you know, so if you know for the future, he can't then retract and say, "Eh, I changed my mind. I'm not going to be Mayfair."
That's what the Ron is saying.
Why would that?
The issue is the one who's going to have it.
How would that be?
So that's not. But that's irrelevant. We need to have the das. You need the machnet.
It's
nothing to control. On their side, they're not doing anything. She's just receiving it. Now, if that's your
eye. Right. Clear like distinction between the two cases. It should be about whether Das is necessary. This case, Das is necessary.
Right.
In this case, Baba Tor.
Right. Well, again, just when you say that, it's not. It sounds a little.
Then you have to be careful.
It's not just because the point is that by intuition,
it has to be the das necessary is the ma.
You need to have the das.
So there can't be the ma. Called karko or karko already.
Correct.
I'm not sure.
By intuition, is das ma. Because again, she has das. So if only she says your das, but she has das. No, it's
not. Well, a few things you see, that afar is not a state of mind, because it's a state of mind, so I put the state of mind in place, I can take also change it later on. Afar is an act, it's an act of afar. And according to the lesson, you can do the afar before the netter, right? So we would have argued there was a person who makes a chalois, it should take effect. In the future, so the person does the kinyan. The person could be chazir from the kinyan because since it wasn't chal yet, we had the more condition in the third parak. It has a din of doesn't have a din of a ma'isa, and therefore also dirim about the deeper. It's not a case of dirim being about the ma'isa.
Hello, good morning.
But in a case that is so distracting.
That's why the condition was called.
Yeah, please.
She has a yah. Who has a yah? Therefore, she has yah to makal again.
Yeah.
So if it's just so you see from Eliezer, Eliezer has to, if where the Rav is learning that Eliezer has to hold that's better than a kinyan, which is lacher lamed. So even if it doesn't work retroactively. He has to learn that there's a mice of hafora, which a person does. So it's a full-fledged mice of hafora, and the lack of the netter. He has to learn that the lack of the netter doesn't is not a chesaron in the mice of hafora. So then it's a mice. It's not just a deeper. Then deeper can't come and be mevatel mice. That's the herb. What he's learning. I'm not sure what's machriach him to learn like that. But he's learning that hafora, according to Blazer, does require a netter to have a din of hafora. Practically, it's not relevant, but the hafora is a hafora. He is expressing his displeasure with the netter, the dharma of his wife. That's a mice of hafora, and that's it. So once it's a mice, you can't retract it. Why does he learn like that? I'm not sure. Okay. Something more. I give him an aleph. Boy, Rami Barchoma. Okay. So, Cherish, Maush Yafra Leishta. Can a person who's deaf be made for his wife's door? Same thing to learn about made for below Shemiyah. Maybe that's only because Mishum the Bar Mishmahu. Even though the husband can be made for without hearing it, it's only because it's potentially he could hear. Cherish the La Bar Mishmahu, but Cherish which he cannot hear, we should apply the rule. Hanud Rabbi Zeira, Dom Rabbi Zeira, Kol Roy Labila, and Bila Makabes Boy. Kol Shen Roy Labila, Bila Makabes Boy. So the more he uses that statement of Rabbi Zeira, which is the Gemara Menachos, as a besides having the specific usage over there in regards to a mincha, it's a concept that we can find that certain things, as long as the potential is there, the actual lack of it is not a problem. But if the potential is not there, the lack of it is problematic. Alternatively, we're understanding there's no need of Shemiyah, period. So even a Chaver should be the same thing. Okay. So the Rambam's going to point out that that from Rabbi Brachama's Shaila, we clearly see where he stands on the Shaila of the Gemara before. There's not a requirement of Shemiyah to be for the netter. Okay. So Omar Rava Toshma.
You'd have related Shaila, of just sort of awareness, right? Like, you know, she writes him a note, says, you know, look, I made this nether.
Correct. Amar Rava Toshma Shema Isha. So the Brisa says, the Pasuk says, Pral Ashes Cherish Shema Minua. So we have a Raya that Cherish is excluded. Okay. Zlat around. Boy, Rabbi Barchoma. It's in the medium-sized lines. Cherish Moshe Yafra Leishtai. Cherish Amadaber Ben Shemayah. So he can speak. So he can be mefer, but he can't hear. So he's considered a bardas. So he has the ability to have a wife. He has the ability to be mefer. But he practically can't hear. Maybe only a husband, Mishum Devar Mishmahu. So we're saying that the potential for Shmiya is sufficient. So we have a Brisa which excludes the Cherish, Ashes Cherish. Because of Ramban Zal, the Dafka Cherish Mishum Delah Bar Shmiyahu. from the Gemara's presentation, we see that this diuk that the Braisa is saying is not going to then expand that there's a requirement of Shmiya, but rather it's going to say that excluding specifically Cherish, because he's Lav Bar Shmiya. Otherwise, just say the Shmiya did not exclude Cherish, it's exclude anybody who didn't hear, which he didn't hear. So you see that hearing is not the problem, it's just specifically the Cherish is the problem.
Still trying to find out.
Alma, the Bar Shmiya, who Lemakav Shmiya. Now, Zataran, so why the more bring quote this Braisa in the sugi before? Then he the Lekha Lemifshit Bayon Zaliel. We couldn't bring this Braisa as a Raya in the previous Shaila, the Minatanya Bashama Isha, Pralashis Cherish. And we Madaik, Braisa is only a Cherish. For everybody else, the Lekha Shmiya is not a problem. Make the Diak like that. Why not? The name of the Nokat Cherish, Masha the Hecha the Havi Bashmiya, Lemakav Shmiya. That would be the Diak. The lesser, that's not true. Mishum the Ikal Tuya, Dilma, Mishum Urcha the Milsa, Nokat Cherish, Uden Baal Baalma, Diloy Baal Baalma. If we could have been Medoicha in the Raya, that it's Lavdafka Cherish, it means anybody didn't hear. We're forced to say that the Gemara from the fact that we're the Gemara did not quote this Braisa, the Gemara holds that the Braisa wasn't conclusive to the Raya. Okay. The Peshtal, the Masnissim, the Hanuk Masnais, the Leo, the Hoki Riyata, the simple understanding of all of the Mishnayas and the Braises, they definitely read Riyata means to run, literally. They, the flow runs much more along the lines of that you don't need Shmiya. The Shanino, even the Gemara gave answers that they're not, that the proofs are not conclusive. We don't rely on answers when the simple reading is like that, and we seem to be the Rambam Chacham is assuming that. So therefore, that's going to be the look of the mice. The Shein Das Rambam Zal. Interesting, the Rambam. Has a shita when the Mor presents multiple shailas, and the Mor presents shaila number one, it says A or B. Then the next shaila says, okay, let's assume B. What about C or D? So the Rambam says, whatever the Mor says, in Kim Salaimar, the Gemara is assuming that that's the correct one. That's why it's asking the next shaila. So that becomes halacha lemaisa. So Rabbi Chama said, "If you learn from Baal Meifer below Shmiya, so he basically, you know, that was where the Rambam would stand. That the Rabbi Chama has made it. We don't have a raya for anything, but we definitely have Rabbi Chama's. If you learn from that, that's what the law is. Okay."
Maybe it's talking about that it's a mixture, right? It's talking about a mixture of
The application of the Rabbi Zeira over here needs to have a little bit of thought. Let's just say Rabbi Zeira's din. Rabbi Zeira's din is number one by Kachim. There's din of the concept of the Chachilas of Bnei Avos. In general, the Moram Sofim says that when Torah writes something, it doesn't write it as a, the concept of the Chachilas of Bnei Avos don't apply at the Raisa level. The exception is by Kachim. By Kachim, there's a requirement of Shina Lov La'akev that not everything which the Torah requires that a person should do when it comes to Karbonis is necessarily Ma'akev. Could be it's a mitzvah to do. You didn't do the mitzvah. You didn't do the mitzvah. It's not Ma'akev in the kashas of the korban. So how do you? The Moor says there's a requirement by Kachim of Shina Lov La'akev. The Torah has to repeat it. That should be Ma'akev. Otherwise, it could just be a mitzvah, not Ma'akev. So the Moor says that Bila, the Torah wasn't Mashana Lov, it's not Ma'akev. So Zaira asked them that. So I don't understand. The Mishnah says the Menachas that a person is Menadev a large Mincha, so at some point you can't bring in one Kli. So if it's more than 60 Yisurin, you can't bring in one Kli. The Mor says why? Because you can't do Bila. The Mor says, he told me Bila, that the act of Bila is not Ma'akev. So you won't do Bila. And the Mishnah says you can't bring in this if it's 59 Yisurin, you can bring in one Kli. 60 Yisurin, one Kli. 61 Yisurin, you have to split into two Kli. Because you need to, it has to be Roy Labila. So the Mor says, because you need Roy Labila. You don't need Bila, but you need Roy Labila. So the Rashbam,
it's from the ground.
And Bava Basra explains the concept like this. He says,
therefore,
the Torah says you bring a mincha from Sarlis. The Torah is not Shina Lov La'akev that you need Dafka. So a person says, I'm going to bring a mincha from I'm going to take peas, grind into a flour, bring a mincha from the flour of peas. We say, excuse me, you need a mincha. He says, it's not Shina Lov La'akev. He says, we understand that when the Torah came and described what a mincha is, and it said it's made out of Sarlis, of wheat flour. We understand it can't be, you can't make it out of bean flour. So there are certain things which become definitional what a mincha is. If the Torah gave a mitzvah of Bila, then in the case we're talking about a type of a mincha where Bila is possible. So if you bring a mincha where Bila is not possible, you're bringing a mincha out of peas. So that's why it's ma'akev. Because that becomes, even though the act of Bila itself is not ma'akev, but that conception we're talking about such things where Bila is possible, it's clear in the pasuk. So that is what the Mishnah is telling us, that and if you don't have that, you don't have the keli, you don't have what you're talking about. You're talking about the wrong thing. So Rashbam says, and therefore, in a case where you can't turn the mitzvah
without being a
into something which is definitional, so then Zeris then doesn't apply. He's talking about it specifically in the context. It's more on that pay base, I think. Somewhere over there, Barbaster talks about Bikurim. So there's a mitzvah Bikurim of Kriya. When you bring the Bikurim, you make the declaration. The Kriya is not Ma'akev in the Kashas. of the Bikur Ben Yehuda. But do you need Roy Lakriya? So the Gemara says the Lachas Kriya only applies Bisman Simcha. It says Vesamachta. Bisman Simcha is from Shuas until Sukkot. But you can continue bringing Bikur until the Chag, until Chanukah. You can't do Kriya. Kriya is not Ma'at. Color Roy Lakriya is kosher. And Roy Lakriya, you should say that. Color Roy Lakriya and Bila is Makavis boy. No. So, the Mor says in certain scenarios where, I don't remember the details, the more discussed maybe certain scenarios, it is Ma'akev. So, in that context, the Ram discusses this Yisoid. So, the way we would have to say it over here is,
before the Omer, you harvest.
Person does Hafora.
Sitting right there.
There is a Milah of Shemiah. So I could have, the more saying by Harish, the more saying the Milah of Shemiah is not Ma'akiv and a Hafor. Hafor is a decision upon the husband to discard the wife's netter. Well, the fact that he heard about it is irrelevant. He said, I don't want her netter. But there'd be a Milah and Shemiah. So therefore, in somebody where Shemiah is impossible, that's not the Parsha Vafor the Torah is talking about. The Parsha Vafor the Torah is talking about is people who could hear. They were saying, even though they didn't hear, it works. Because Shemiah is going to become, if not required, it's going to become definitional in the act of Vafor. Why would that be? If you tell me you need Shemiah, you need Shemiah. If you tell me Shemiah is not, you don't need Shemiah. So what you're really saying is that that the act of the decision, the husband's declaration of his displeasure in the wife's netter is effective. Whether he hears the netter or not, it's effective. So why would the possibility of Shemiah become definitional in the concept of Afora requires the potential for Shemiah? Was one or the other? I mean, the more is Maskana, the more is not saying Alta Sura, the more is saying based on a Deik and a Pasuk. There are Brises being Medaik and the Pasuk, there's a requirement of Shemiah. Pratla, the Asian Chavish. Fine. So, it's not saying based on color of the Bila. The more is application of color of the Bila over here is interesting to think about. Okay, let's hold it here. The original mention that was already myself.